listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Everybody, it's Eric Easy Zuli, and you're listening to Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, as usual, we want to thank the wonderful Blog Talk Radio for supporting us and putting us on the homepage once again. Blog Talk Radio featured, I think, number 20 in a row. Love Blog Talk. So this is an awesome show. We're going to be talking about a lot of really, really cool stuff. And before we get into it, we're going to let you listen to a hot track, and then we're going to do it the easy way. You ready, guys? I hope you are. Call in 914-338-1303.
What's up, man? We got our highlight artist of the week.
I keep doing that. Why do I keep doing that? I got to stop doing that. That's not the track I want to do. But anyway, guys, we're going to be talking about loyalty. You know, I really want to talk about loyalty. It's really an important factor in progression of your career. And if you're in anything, any industry, not just entertainment, but if you're in any type of project or whatever, why do people do what they do? Why do you try to get ahead yourself and kind of stab the other person or the other situation in the back? Why? What's the point? Because a lot of times the person's going to have the relationship, and the person that has the relationship really a lot of times controls what's going on. And when you have when you're disloyal and you try to get ahead yourself, a lot of times that's going to backfire on you. And I have a couple of situations. In fact, I have a little example that I'm really proud of. One of my hosts, actually, I'm not going to mention any names yet, but there's a situation where somebody was offered her a job, offered her a situation, and she actually said, okay, well, let me get with Eric. You know, he brought me here. Let me get with Easy, and let me see where that's all going, and you know what we can all do together. And that's going to really put her in a lot of better positions. I have no problem in saying, because it just really touched my heart that, you know, I'm a loyalty person. When you're loyal to me, man, I'm going to be loyal right back. I'm going to open up a lot of cool doors and situations and whatnot. But also, guys, if we had a cool event yesterday, if you guys go to theeasyshow.com, the Easy, letter E, letter Z, theeasyshow.com. See a lot of cool episodes. You'll see a lot of cool situations. And we actually just hung out with Stevie Wonder and my man Darius McCary from he's the brother on he plays Eddie Winslow on Family Matters, and he's a big actor, and it was just a Motown day. It was a lot of fun, man, a lot of fun. But we're going to go play some music, guys, and we'll get right back into, you know, hanging out with Easy and how we do it. I'm like, kind of like the Where's Waldo of Hollywood. And you can follow me at HollywoodItGuy.com, too, if you enjoy it, or my Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll be right back.
Remember them late nights chilling, kissing, catching feelings, taking walks on the beach, taking pictures so real. And out of every girl I know, there ain't none like you. You my heart and that's for sure, and I'm stuck like glue. We in the same game, chasing the same fame. Give you everything I can, including my last name. You don't care about the money, cause you know I'm good. Go to war for your love, you know I would.
You're my girl, that's my swag. Nothing else that's in my past. It's just me and you. The world made just for two. So in love, so in love. That's just how was lover knew. Hey, just the way you are. Just the way you are.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
All right, guys, we're back, and you're listening to Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting. That music was brought to you by Anthony Starr, and the beat you're about to hear in the background is Mo Egger, Mo Egger Productions. He has a show on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You got to check it out as well. Easy Talk, man, I'm a crazy, awesome, fun person to hang out with, and I love just doing my thing in Hollywood and doing my thing actually all over. And I have a show called TheEasyShow.com, and you can hang with me, you know? You just hang out with me. I hang out with a lot of the stars and a lot of the situations. I teach kind of tips and tricks of networking secrets and things that people may not know about, or they may not know, you know, they may know about. And speaking of a tip and trick, if you guys go on Twitter and you tweet and you try to relate it to a trending topic, like if you go to Yahoo and you look at the trending topics and you relate that tweet, that will help you rank more. And rankings is really, really important. There's also ways to make money on the internet. You guys might want to search sponsored tweets and things like that. You can actually make money with your social media and a lot of things you may not know about. So search and maybe follow me. I'm always throwing out those tips and tricks and secrets. But yeah, so yesterday we had a really, really fun time. We got to hang out with Stevie Wonder and got to meet Roland. Roland, which is actually one of the hosts for KGLH on KGLH 102.3. And we hung out with Darius McCary, and you guys can go check that out. We got a basic sneak peek teaser, first part episode on TheEasyShow.com, and kind of see what it's like. You hang with me. We go to the end. I mean, have you ever wondered what it's like to go to Hollywood and literally go inside and just, like, hang with the stars, like, the people that you're watching on TV, the people that you're watching on the main big screens, the people that you're listening on the radio, the people that you see on the awards and everything. Well, I hang with them. We hang with them. You know, we're in the behind the scenes. We go to all the fun parties, the fun red carpets, the gifting suites. We get invited everywhere. And I also have a network that powers everything called The, T-H-E, The, WTV.com. We just hung out with Tommy Davidson. He did a stand-up comedy thing. He's been on the show. And we have a really, just go. Go and check it out. I promise you guys, you'll love it. And please tell your friends if you like what you see. You can follow WTV Networks with an S, WTV Networks, Easy Way Broadcast if you like the shows. We're going to have seven celebrity shows, seven industry-based shows a week coming up, Easy Way Broadcast, letter E, letter Z. And then it's a TV series on IMDb, on TheEasyShow.com. You just hang with me, and you never know where I'm going to pop up. I'm kind of like the Where's Waldo Hollywood, and I get the celebrities to hang out with you, too. I get the influential people to give you advice, and we talk about the struggles and the success and the secrets and this and that. And I don't know, I'm just doing my thing. I'm a crazy, crazy, crazy dude. And like Jackie Vitaloka on Thursday says, you know, follow my crazy life, but that's for the Latinos. Follow my crazy life, that's for the Hollywood and the industry, the entertainment and advice and motivational speaking and a whole bunch of fun stuff. But so we got the Ochoa Boys coming up, you guys. The Ochoa Boys is the group of kids that really, they're making a lot of headway. They're making a lot of noise. They're really making it happen, and it's just gonna be a lot of fun. So they're gonna be coming up around 2:20 on Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. We're gonna talk to them about all their struggles and their journeys and all their fun stuff and what they got going on. I think they have a lot of really cool tours coming up, and I met them through celebrity choreographer Shane Sparks, which is also going to be calling us up and talking with us as well. Some of the behind the scenes and the fun stuff that's going on with the Ochoa Boys. And Ryan Ochoa is actually one of the stars of Pair of Kings on Disney's XD. They just wrapped that. And there's a lot of other cool things they got coming up. So stay tuned, and you will hear that only on Easy Talk, and that's how we do it. We have a caller. We have a block caller here. Block caller on the line. Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. Who's this?
Warm greetings, Easy.
Is this Mr. Moody?
Warm greetings. This is Ambassador Dwayne Moody.
I'm sorry, Ambassador who?
This is Ambassador Dwayne Moody, executive producer.
That's what I said, man. Mr. Moody, Ambassador Moody. I mean, you're just always in a good mood, man. Thanks for calling in, being on the show on Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. Hey, you had a spectacular event, but you know what I loved is it was an event for a really good reason. The Funk Brothers, of all people, the legends with Motown. I mean, they just got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and then you killed it. And I was just talking to my audience about how cool that event was, and they go to theeasyshow.com, see that episode, and talk to us a little bit about who you are, Master Moody, and the event, and how you felt.
Easy, I'm going to call you on a landline. Is that possible?
Yeah,
call
me
right
back. No problem. Call right back. We'll grab it. So, guys, that was actually Dwayne Moody. This man did a really awesome event yesterday, and he probably knows a lot more of the behind-the-scenes and cool stuff he can tell you than I can. So I shot him a text, asked him to call in and talk to us. But there was an event. It was I call it the Motown Day in L.A. It was all the Motown. So even the main one of the main top A&Rs for Motown Records was there, and it was just a spectacular experience. A lot of the old school guru OGs were there, and Stevie Wonder even did his thing, and it's pretty hot, and it was a lot of fun. Mr. Moody, you there?
Warm greetings, Easy. How are you doing?
Doing great, man. You sound a lot better. Thank you so much for making that change. We appreciate it. Welcome to the show, Easy Talk.
Well, thank you very much. I have my business partner on the line also with us. He was one of our major sponsors, Norman Lewis Limousine.
Say hello
to Norman.
Hey,
Norman, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming out, and I'm listening to your show. Awesome show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. I'm just a crazy nut in Hollywood, and people seem to like the easy way, so I thought I'd do a blog talk show, and it seems to be getting popular. Thank you so much for the compliment, and talk to us a little bit about your journey and how you got the name, Dwayne Moody, and please, your partner as well, and talk to us about the event, and I'm shutting up now. The floor is yours.
Well, the journey is this right here, Easy. You know, it's the first time in history that this came to fruition in terms of, as you know, we had the exotic cars that was lining up, you know me, on the streets of Camden Drive in Beverly Hills. We had the Ferraris and Lamborghinis, and we went into Hollywood, and we came into Beverly Hills. And what is the common denominator of it all? It was Motown. We was able to take each and every different individual brand, Hollywood, Beverly Hills, and just as well as the Funk Brothers and Motown, and brought them into one historic moment in time in Beverly Hills. We were celebrating the Funk Brothers getting their star on the Hollywood Boulevard. The Funk Brothers have played on more number one records than the Beach Boys, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Elton John, and just as well as Rod Stewart. You got more number one records than anybody in the history of music. And I'm going to say that to say this is this right here. Motown, back in the 60s, coming into the 70s and even the 80s, was into a whole different vibe. That vibe would never be able to be duplicated ever again because there is no other record company that had a mass assembly line of these kind of artists. Now, you look at the artists such as the Jackson 5, later to become Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, The Temptation, The Supremes, The Commodores, Rick James, and it goes on and on and on. And now you can understand in terms of all those hit records that the Funk Brothers played on, because before it was the Jackson 5, Michael Jackson's, Stevie Wonder's, The Supremes, The Miracles, The Temptation, it was the Funk Brothers. They was in the studio laying down the tracks, okay? And so for Stevie Wonder to come out and go back into that sandbox with his stablemates, such as the A&R director that was there, Mickey Stevens, that was there at our historic event last night. He was the one that signed all the artists, and just as well as he was also had the task of assembling the songwriters and producers such as Ashton Simpson, Norman Whitfield, which was my client, who wrote I Heard Through the Grapevine, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, Ain't That Peculiar, I'm Wishing on a Star. The list goes on and on with the hits, and then also Holla Dolce Holla that wrote all the Supreme songs. Well, Mickey Stevens also had the task to assemble the in-house band, and that in-house band back in 1963 became what we are celebrating today right now called the Funk Brothers. So it was a very historic moment that took place in Beverly Hills, and that's the reason why Stevie Wonder was able to take the time out to come back and get back into that sandbox when he was there with Motown and rebuild those castles in the sand. So as Stevie took the stage, he permeated the air and just as well as the hearts and souls of each and every one that came out to witness the history of the Funk Brothers receiving their proclamation in Beverly Hills.
Wow, that's so huge. And yeah, so I bet my listeners, and I know I'm wondering, what was it that got you into these situations to be dealing with people like Stevie Wonder and the Funk Brothers and Motown and even the A&R? I mean, there's probably nobody in the planet that doesn't want to get to, you know, everybody probably wants to get to someone like that.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that I have over 42 years in the entertainment business, from acting, you know, to being in film, just as well as in music. And over this course of the life of a never-ending journey that I embarked upon, was able to, you know, work with great icons. And the most important things is to nurture and protect the relationships and keep them healthy, because when it's time, you know, to reach out to them, they too, you see what I'm saying, will come upon. And that's what Stevie did, you know. It was no hesitation. He made sure that he was going to be part of this historic monument of a movement of, you know, branding multiple entities that are a brand all to themselves separately. Once again, not to be redundant, but put emphasis on it, the Hollywood Star took place at 11:30 yesterday, okay? And we was brought in by all these Ferraris, these exotic cars. The lead person was Steve Goldfield. And this guy, you know what I mean, he has his own multiple different exotic cars, and he was able to bring his Ferrari friends to be, you see what I'm saying, part of this historicness. So in each Ferrari, which we had five of them, and a minimal, they was about close to $400,000 a piece. We had four of them. And as they came into the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel coming to the Star, and as they pulled over, there was a Funk Brother that got out the car. There was also the A&R guy, Mickey Stevens, that also got out the, you know, I mean, the Ferrari. And walking over to this, where the Star was going to be laid, and the Star was laid. It took about an hour, you know, to go through the ceremony. And then we got back into the Ferraris, and we headed into Beverly Hills, okay? And then in Beverly Hills, the purpose was is to receive proclamation from great government officials to present to the Funk Brothers, and just as well as Motown executives, Mickey Stevens and Berry Gordy, and also Ray Parker Jr., they all received a proclamation. And then the show opened up with a young singer that we discovered, and she was from Kosovo. Kosovo is a next-door neighbor to Greece, and she was 21 years old. And she was dreaming about, you know, singing a Motown song. And she asked the audience she would be able to share some of her dreams, okay, with the audience. And that is when she opened up with that identical song that Michael Jackson used to audition in front of Berry Gordy when he was 11 years old. And the beautiful thing is that she really pierced the audience. Heart, soul, and mind, because here's a young queen at the age of 21 years old singing a song that's older than her. And not only did she sing it, she delivered the song. She delivered the song so impactful is that Stevie Wonder was so, you know, touched that he immediately had some of his guys bring in his equipment, and he came onto the stage. And it became the Stevie Wonder Show. And it was fantastic.
That, yeah. And all the listeners can go to theeasyshow.com and very soon thewtv.com, our network, and everybody knows that. You can watch Stevie whipping his head back and forth and getting the crowd moving and vibing like only Stevie does. And it was a good experience to be at touching distance, right by him. And, you know, we hung with him, and it's all thanks to you, Mr. Moody and Dwayne. And so do you want to talk a little bit about your websites, your Facebook, your, you know, any way people can get in touch with you and maybe what it is directly in a couple sentences of what it is you do? So if anybody's interested in getting at you, they can do that.
Well, first of all, I want to give, you know me, a lot of, you know me, honor to you to come out and be part of this history, because any and everything that my company, which is Imagine That Entertainment Management and Events, creates, is it's about inclusion opposed to exclusion. We like to include each and every one of God's greatest creation, called you and I, to take the journey and showcase their talent. And so therefore is that we're looking to be able to take the Funk Brothers on tour, because as we speak right now, Motown Musical is going to debut in New York on April the 14th. This is the first time that a record company was able to develop the story of a record company into a musical play. And it's going to be one of the most memorable musical plays of all time. And so therefore is that there's going to be a resurgence of any branch that came from the Motown tree trunk. And that those branches are going to sprout new trees, meaning that each and every original branch from the tree of Motown is going to have a resurgence in terms of going out and performing. And that's what is taking place now with Jack Ashford and his Funk Brothers. Jack Ashford is one of the original members of the Funk Brothers. There was only 12, and he's one of the 12, and there's only 3 remaining. And so the 2 is not active right now, and Jack is the only active Funk Brother right now. And he just concluded a session, okay, with a well-known artist, which was I'll speak with that later. What I'd love to do is do a two-part interview with you, and the next part I will bring on Jack Ashford, the original members of the Funk Brother that started back in 1963.
I was supposed to meet up with you guys at the hotel, the Montage. We were going to grab that, but we'd love to do that. I appreciate it. Let me ask you a question, Dwayne. You are really integrated in obviously the legendary Motown family, and you've been in the industry for 40 plus years. Do you guys ever look for the younger, like, kid talent?
Let me say this right here. Did you see my opening act?
Because
you have her all on your website. She was my opening act. Okay, she's 21 years old. Okay, and once again is that the song that she sung, which was the Michael Jackson "Who's Loving You." Okay, is older than her. So you have to ask yourself, how can she identify with a song that's older than her? She's only a child. She wasn't even occupying a space here on this monstrous planet, better known as this imperfect earth, when Michael Jackson auditioned at the age of 11 in front of Berry Gordy with that song. But let me ask you this right here. How did she do with that song on your level?
I think she did very well. And we will be airing that, showing a little bit of her talent. I think she had a definitely unique charisma to her and a something that was exclusive and unique, and you guys found that. Well, the reason I was asking, Dwayne, is we actually have a group coming on, which is our next guest, and they're involved with a lot of situations. They're amazing, amazing performers, and one of the members is actually with finished rapping Disney's XD, Pair of Kings, and I'd love for you to maybe stick around and kind of listen. And that's what I'm all about. I'm all about connecting and helping make movements the easy way. And I'm always trying to bridge the gap between the old school and the new school. If you follow me, that's definitely something we're doing. And we're working on a show right now that is involving Verdi and White from Earth, Wind, and Fire, which you probably know. We're going to be helping doing that. So I'm going to have to let you go now because we've got to bring our next guest in, but I'd love it if you tuned into the show for a little bit longer and listen to these kids, because there's definitely an amazing talent there, and I'd love to get your opinion the next time we bring you on and we bring Jack on.
Well, I thank you so much, and in closing is that let's not look back in time as far as yesterday, why one winds up a step behind today. We must take the paths and devise into a yardstick which would enable you and I to embark upon the life of a never-ending journey, but always remember to take our great blessings that God has showered upon you and I and share with less fortunate and disenfranchised people of the world. Why? For inclusion is the key in which now the life of a never-ending journey takes on a life entirely of its own. So I was able to answer your question. It's all about inclusion. I would definitely love to listen to these young kids that you're speaking of.
I appreciate it, man. I'm going to tweet that the next time you come on, that would, everything you just said. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so thank you so much, Dwayne. We appreciate it. So, guys, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break here. And we're going to pop on a song called Go Crazy by the Chilla Boys. And I hope you guys are ready to get hype and listen to some journeys of what's going on with them. And they were introduced to me by Shane Sparks, the celebrity choreographer. He was on MTV, So You Think You Can Dance, America's Best Dance Crew. It just keeps getting better and better. So thank you for listening to Easy Way Broadcast. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli. This is Easy Talk, and we'll be right back.
God bless.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
You hear that? Is he DJ on the right? You see that? It's the light on the mic. Who's that? It's us boys you like. Saying what? We gonna be up all night. Going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Hey, let's go outside. Run up the streets and enjoy the night. First thing you do is jump in the cars. Go on ahead and reach the stars. Now use your wrist. Pump your fist. We're in the mix. She's in a dream. Join the team. Feel free to scream. Be part of the scene. Why?
We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Listen to the neighbors complaining, screaming. Here comes a cop to ruin the evening. First a look, then a hand. Come to find out he was signaling for the band. Heart is bumping, music's playing. Cheers to a night of fun and jumping. We're going wild, dancing style. We start to go in the now. Get the DJ on the mic, light on the mic. Boys you like, up all night. We're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy.
DJ on the right, light on the mic. Boys you like, up all night.
Late night long, we're still out and we're ready to rock. All the kids, join this wave. So many lights, you would think it's a rave. We're so loud, we'll blow out your cranium. We're so wild, feel like stadium. Everyone, to the next stop, get the Jeep. We'll do this all week. Who needs sleep when you got the DJ on the right? Light on the mic, boys you like. All night, we're going crazy, 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 we're going crazy, 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 crazy.
Hey, look, there goes the moon. Time's fast, going crazy, this tune. Can't let it rush into your veins so fast. Push you to half, let them put a blast. This is a night full of no regrets. So much action, it'd be hard to begin. So let us leave, we're all you need. Let's crank the song up with some extra speed. Got the DJ on the right, light on the mic. Who is your life? Up all night, we're going crazy, 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 crazy. We're going crazy.
You ready?
Crazy, 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 crazy.
Hey, what's going on, guys? You like that timing? It's like perfect, like right when the song finished. You guys, we got the Choa Boys on the line right now. Rick, Ryan, Robert, and Raymond. They are in the entertainment business through acting. These boys have been involved in variety projects. The Ryan is currently just finished wrapping up his third season on the hit show Disney's Pair of Kings. And the brothers not only have a passion for acting, but music and creativity. And the last couple of years, they quickly put together their own group. The style is hip-hop mixed with a little bit of rap, a little bit of dance, a little bit of flavor, a little bit of Shane Sparks. Their inspiration is Eminem, LMFAO, which, by the way, I met LMFAO. I know Red Fu. I don't know if he knows me anymore. He's too big for me now. But and so they wanted to mix up the styles and whatever. We got them on Easy Talk, doing it the easy way. Chill, boys. How you feeling? What's going on?
Thanks for having us, dude. This is Go Crazy sounded good on the radio.
that's a hot track. That's definitely a hot track. So I'm gonna, you know, just so we don't jumble up the voices too much. First of all, say thank you so much to Rob for making everything happen. Thank you to Shane Sparks, which is going to be calling in and talking with us as well. And then cool. Thank you for being on the show. So I'm gonna ask one by one.
Thanks for having us.
No, thank you. Thank you so much. And so I'm going to ask one by one. Ryan, we'll start with Ryan. Talk to – and each one of you guys, the same questions as to each one of you guys, but talk to us about your journey. Talk to us about the beginning. Talk to us about when you played baseball and you were a kid, and then what transitioned you in and struggles and whatever you can. Like, really talk to us about the journey that took you to where you are here today. Ryan, please start.
Honestly, like, it's been, like, the craziest but best journey ever, because this is like what I dreamed of. And honestly, like, yeah, exactly, like you said, I was playing baseball and I was like 7 years old, and you know, I at the time, like, I never thought I was gonna, you know, pursue this, but I've always wanted to. Like, it was also like, you know, a dream of mine. And you know, I just, like, my dad owned a furniture store, and this is like kind of where it all started. Like, he owned it for like 16 years, and so he had a lot of clients who came in, and there was just this one girl who came in who saw me and my brother's energy, and you know, she was like, hey, you know, they should be in the acting industry. So she kind of took us on, and I ended up booking my first commercial, and then after, you know, we kind of moved up towards LA area where we started really pursuing it. And honestly, Eric, like, it was just thousands of auditions. I mean, you know, when people say, you know, what's it like, you know, yeah, it's amazing now, but, you know, still, like, it's auditions after auditions, and, you know, my brothers can tell you the same thing. And, you know, once I landed iCarly, you know, I started working on the show, and then I booked a Pair of Kings, and then after that, you know, it was just, like, you now thinking about it, it's like our main goal right now is to work together. You know, we know that the four of us together is like, you know, we're like we're strongest when we're together. So it's like, okay, what can we do right now? So, you know, the whole group thing was like, okay, you know, we love LMFAO, we love dance music, we want to, you know, we want to make music that kids can dance to and can party when they go to birthday parties. So like, okay, let's do this right now. And, you know, now it's just been, you know, performing and just being in the studio together. And I mean I can't even tell you, it's just like, it's so fun. And And we have a blast together. And, you know, yeah, we're brothers, and that's the best part about it. You know, we joke around with each other. We have fun, and you know, we always mess with each other. But, hey, you know, that's part of the journey, and we're having fun with it. And hopefully, you know, we're going to be, you know, we just heard we're going to be going on tour now, and it all happened so fast. And now my brothers want to say something.
It'll get faster, too, man. Trust me. Okay, so I was going to say Rick, go ahead next, but whoever wants to chime in.
Go ahead, Rick. So, yeah, I mean, everybody that knows me, I mean, obviously I'm the oldest one. So, you know, I'm just so thankful, and we've been blessed with everything that's happened. And, you know, from the beginning where I started, you know, I started acting when I was younger. And I don't know, I wasn't cut out for it at the time. And, you know, I had to get out of my shell. And, you know, I wanted to be a kid and play sports. So, you know, I went through the whole football and went through high school. So I got to do the whole kid thing. But,
Eric,
you know, as I got older, what's that?
It sounds like a boring life.
But, you know, so I realized that, you know, like, getting older, that, you know, this is what I really want to do. And, you know, I was a team captain, so I started to speak out and, you know, get everything and got out of my shell. And, you know, we got back in the acting. And then, you know, like they said, you know, we're always together. We're a close family. So, you know, we're like, well, what can we do right now? So we did the music. And, you know, we just been so, you know, blessed. And, you know, and we're trying to do it, you know, the best and do it at the top. So, you know, luckily, you know, we got Shane, and we're so thankful for Shane because, I mean, he's the best working with and, you know, the best choreographer, and it just, he's taking our show to another level. So, you know, we have
he's
a lot to
he's the best all the way around.
Yeah, I mean, we're just so thankful for that. But, you know, and that's why, so, I mean, the acting-wise, we're hopefully to do something together soon. So, we'll see. But, yeah, that's my story.
Awesome,
okay.
Robert. Go ahead.
You want to go, Ray?
I'll go.
All right, go ahead.
So, I got a quick, my journey has been very, very simple. All I've done is, it started off with acting. When I started acting, it was hard at first. But then, because, you know, when you start it, you get nervous, like, going to the audition room, you see a lot of faces that you don't know, unfamiliar faces, and then you're just like, you get nervous. But now I've gotten so used to it, I'm able to do it and everything, I've gotten so used, so it's now easier for me. But now since I started music with my brothers, it's really got me out of, like, the show I was in, like, just the little pieces that were left on my show, I got them off, like, because being a performer, it's really helped me. And the best part about being
a... What show? He doesn't have a show. This kid's the most energetic person I know.
I love you, Ryan. No, well, now that since the music with the brother, I think that's the best part. Just, I love doing music. I mean, it would be cool if I did it by myself, but the best is just doing it with my brothers, and that's about it.
And
awesome, Ray. Awesome, Ray. So, okay, and last but not least, my story, you know, it's just, it's all the same, you know, they all put it together pretty easily, but we all started the same. We all started with acting, and for me, when I was younger, well, I'm still young now, but it's like when I was even younger, I used to, commercials and all that stuff used to be easy and stuff for me, but now, and then when I started becoming a teenager, like around the teenager, like 12, 13, it was a little age, like, I don't know, it just started, I didn't have a full passion for it as much for some reason, and it was harder for me to get, you know, acting is hard, and everybody knows that, but it's like it started to get too hard for me to where it was, you know, it felt like it was putting me down a little bit, you know, but for me, it's like, and I let it get to me, and for a year or two, I started, like, I wasn't giving up, you know, I just wasn't, I wasn't all there for it, you know, and then music came with us, and we've always loved music since we were babies. We would blast music in the cars and stuff. But, and that's why together, it's like we want to do everything together, doing shows together, music together, whatever. But then everything, like Ryan said, everything's happening so fast. We grew up watching Shane Sparks on So You Think You Could Dance and America's Best Dance Crew. And it's like we used to say, oh, my gosh, Shane Sparks choreographed it. Like, this is going to be the best dance ever. It's hip-hop, you know. And now it's like... That's us, you know, we're getting the dances from him. So it's like, that's a dream. And then now with our music, we got Gino hyping up our show in the beginning. I mean, our show was like 75% with Adam. And now with him, it's 200%, you know. So
I don't know if you know who Gino is. Gino is Gino Seegers. He's from Parrot Kings. He was on the show with me. And so, like, from my side of the story real quick, for Bobby, you know, being on Parrot Kings, I didn't even really say it, but it was just like, you know, such an amazing experience just to, you know, get me like used to, you know, what happens when you're in the public eye all the time. And it's like, you know, it's really crazy, you know, now it's like the best feeling knowing that my brothers are, you know, in it with me. And you know, on set of Parrot Kings, we built like the best family ever. And like, just more importantly, like out of anybody, Gino just, like, because he's, like, he was the oldest one on the show. I'm the youngest one. I was the youngest one. And, like, I don't know. Like, you know, it's just, like, you know, we're no competition for each other. So, like, our families and his family just, like, you know, clicked. And now, like, after the show, like, we see each other all the time. And we're just, like, okay, what's one way we can incorporate Gino into our show? Because, like, you know, we wanted him to, you know, be there with us, you know? So he's, like, our opening hype artist. And he just comes out and just pumps up the crowd. And he's just, like, you know, honestly... Gino Seegers and Shane Sparks are the best thing that, you know, we ever did, and we're, like, super thankful for not only them, but for the fans and for this journey that, like, you know, it's all about the journey right now, and, like, this whole journey is just amazing, and we're having a blast, and, like, you know, we can't thank everybody enough because this is, like, you know, a dream come true for us.
So Gino stole my job. That was supposed to be. I was supposed to be the hype man. I was supposed to jump in and do it the easy way and make sure everybody do the. Shane Sparks made the easy way dance, and everybody was supposed to be doing. No, I'm kidding. That's awesome hearing the passion in your voice, guys. And so, did you ever believe that you were going to be where you are now? And how many tours are you doing? Like, what's happening with you now? Like in 2013, what's your schedule? What's that life like?
We never thought, first of all, we'd be doing music. I mean, just like inspiration, like, you know, Eminem is one of our inspiration. That's why we rap too. And it's kind of like, we're like, we think he's the best. And we're like, oh, we can't get in, but it's like, you know, we're kids. Like, we could do this together. So just for that, we're so thankful. But I mean, and like that, now we have tours coming in. We have 3 tours that, you know, are in talks that we're about to do. So it's like, you know, we're so excited all around the same time. And it really does. It's like, you know, stuff doesn't happen overnight, but it really does happen overnight, you know? So it's like, you know, just the dedication and the work, you know, it all pays off, you know? We're all about going 200%, and everybody that's with us, you know, we don't ever want to let them down, and that's why we go as hard as we can, you know, because we are passionate about this.
It's all about...
I think that's a big thing. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Please. I want to hear everybody's opinion on each question, so...
Well, okay. No, I mean, that's why I think, you know, why we're, like you... You know, why we, you know, we are going on tour and you know, everything is like, you know, super positive and, you know, for us right now is, you know, because like, you know, we are brothers and, you know, I know them. It's like, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm going, you know, 200% every single day, but it's like, I look over at my brothers and I see them, you know, like we honestly, like when we're in with Shane and like, I see, you know, there too, like, you know, we can do a full song now, you know, in one session with him. It's just because, you know, like, you know, we're working hard and we're staying focused and, you know, we don't want anything to get in the way of this because this is what we want. This is the life we chose. And like I said, you know, like, you know, we have fun and you know, to send out to, you know, like our fans and, you know, people who are listening, it's like, really, if you, like, you know, my quote is dream, wish, believe, because, like, honestly, if you can dream of something, it can really happen, you know, and, you know, as long as you set your mind to it, it's possible, you know, like, you know, they say anything is possible, but it really is.
And, adding on to Ryan, I mean, honestly, the way, I feel like the way this is all happening is because, you know, people take things as a business and take it really seriously, but yeah, we're taking it seriously, but we're just doing it to have fun, you know, as brothers, and we want to do everything together, but it's mainly just to have fun, and on stage we show it, you know, we instead of being all, you know, we're all down to earth, that's what I'm trying to get to, it's like, we're all fun with each other, and we like just having fun with everybody, you know?
And I think that's why our fans love us so much, too, is because they know that, and they see that, we're not like, you know, like other people, we sit there and we like to have long conversations with people and have fun. And that, you know, without them, it's like we wouldn't be anything either because they're the ones that show up to our performances and, you know, encourage us. They're constantly tweeting us so other people, so the fans get bigger and all that stuff. So, you know, we love them. We thank them too as well.
I mean, I would sit with the fan and talk to them for an hour. I don't mind.
I'd sit for all day with them.
Oh, okay, just trying to one-up me? Is that what you're trying to do here?
Yeah,
one up.
Just a little bit.
Are you playing the one-up game?
See, yeah. This is what it's like, Eric, at home.
Well, I appreciate you bringing it to the show. I bet the fans love it. So I got a little surprise for you guys.
Let's do it.
A special guest that is part of the Easy Way Broadcasting family is hanging in the queue right now. The man you've been talking about the whole time.
Of dance,
the man, the myth, the legend himself.
Find out what choreographers are hot.
They call
who's
him
not. The up and coming elite dancers.
Shane,
exclusive interviews with choreographers and
Shane
dancers you see dancing
so
with. Justin Bieber.
Yo.
What's up,
fellas?
What's going on?
You been
listening to us?
Yeah, I just got in here probably like about a minute ago, so I came in right at the tail end, right, you know, just like a minute. But
so you're hearing perfect
bragging
about you.
I know, because y'all like the hottest thing on earth right now. Yo, E, I wish you could have made it to the show. I didn't get to see it last night, but it's crazy how they go to these little spots, and it doesn't matter if it's Chick-fil-A, if it's Avalon, if it's whatever. They always bring the roof down. It doesn't matter. Messed up mics and all. you got talent and you got professionalism, and that's what I want to tell y'all, fellas. The thing I was proud about is, remember the last time we did a show? We all did a show, and I brought Easy, and it was, you know, it was kind of crazy. We was just like,
chill.
That'll never ever happen again. And now, last night was proof that y'all handle yourself. Y'all know how to handle yourself down because of that situation. Switching the mic, doubling up on the mic, still keeping the show going, and still giving the people what they came for. That's what's up.
That's you, God, no shade.
Hey,
I feel like that's all what you taught us, you know?
Yo, man, that's what I do, man. I set y'all up and prepare y'all for the worst so y'all can always give y'all best. And I got a surprise for y'all, too. I wrote this song. It's going to probably be the coldest song in the world, but I got this song that I want to present to y'all. I want to talk to your dad about it when I get a chance. But it's ridiculous.
Oh,
I'm taking it back to the old school. Like, if y'all get a chance, there's a song called Trans-Europe Express. If you've never heard of it, just look it up on iTunes or YouTube and listen to it. I got this song that's, like, basically inspired by that. But it's so crazy, and I work on it, like, every day. So when I get a chance to send it over to y'all, I will. Y'all give me an opinion, then y'all can write y'all lyrics and all that good stuff so we can go and demolish the stage even more. Easy, way block heavy. Easy, what's up with you?
Yes, sir. So it's funny that you mentioned the old school, Shane. Is the person that we just had on before the Ochoa Boys. His name is Dwayne Moody, and I met him yesterday as I was hanging out with Stevie Wonder and the head A&R for Motown Records, the Funk Brothers. I mean,
wow.
You don't get more old school than that. Before that, I was hanging out with Earth, Wind & Fire's Verdeen White, and I mean, we're bringing the old school with the new school, baby. And I actually, if you guys go back and you listen to the archived, I actually asked him to listen to the show, and he's not on cue anymore. But I'm pretty sure he's listening, or I will make sure he listens. I'll force him to listen to it. And I asked them. I said, hey, is Motown, is, you know, the old school looking for the new school, the kids, the things like that? And I want you guys to go back. I want you to tell your fans to go back and listen to what he said. It was pretty cool. But you guys can check that out. Anybody that's listening can check it out. TheEasyShow.com. There's an episode on there. And Stevie Wonder's moving his head back and forth and doing his thing. And it was a lot of fun. So my question to you boys is about your father. If you had one word to describe your father, we'll start with Ryan. What would it be?
I mean, honestly, if hard worker, I mean, I can't, like, honestly, there's
all
not
right,
one
right,
word
right.
You
go
can
ahead
describe.
And go ahead and describe. You don't have to do it in one word. Go ahead and just describe him.
Honestly, you know, I can't even say my daddy. I mean, it's my mom and my dad. Like, seriously, I mean, because my mom was the one who kind of started helping us out while my dad was running his furniture store, because, like, at the same time, she was driving us back and forth from L.A., like, for years, like, you know, and at the time, you know, she had a bad back, and, like, you know, we were so thankful that my dad, you know, was carrying couches over his head every single day, you know, so we could live our dream. And it's just like, if it wasn't for our parents, none of us would be here today. So it's like, and now my dad's, like, you know, super, you know, all into the music. He was a DJ when he was younger, so it's like, he loves that we're doing the music with him. And then on the, you know, my mom used to be like an actress, so she does the acting with us, and it's just like, our parents are the best, and we're so thankful that we have them. We love them.
Yeah, they're living the dream through us, so it's pretty cool, you know, so we get to live it.
Yeah.
And one word for my dad, I call him, he's the talker, man. That's him, the talker. Yeah.
I thought you were going to do a nice one. It was a begging compliment.
Yeah, he had to go all humorous on us.
I don't know. I might need my brothers to help me with this, but I have two words for him. Either one is, man, I can't think of the second one because it's crazy, but the first one I'm thinking of is, he's just MacGyver, you know. Whatever he puts his mind to, he does anything, you know. My dad can do anything. He fixes cars. He does everything, you know, so he's great.
You made clips for our microphones?
Yeah, our microphone. They're hose clamps. Can you believe that? People don't know that.
and he's our producer for our music right now. You know, he's doing all of our music for us. So,
who knew this guy can make beats?
Multi-talented. So I don't know, Shane. I think we need to drag Robert out there on stage. We need to get him to do a song.
So it leaves me down to the last one. You know, I would probably just say, a cool dude. I love him. I love him. He's just like, I love hanging out with him. My dad is like, some kids don't like to be with their dad. They think they're like, oh yeah, he's my father, and just hang out with my friends. But I love hanging out with him. He's funny. He's nice. He's cool. And he's my producer. I mean, every time I'm with him, we make a new song.
I guess you gotta hang out with your producer.
Yeah, man. Making new songs. Producing new songs.
Listen, the reason a lot of people don't want to hang out with their father or mother is because they're up to something. You know what I mean? When you raise kids that are respectful, that are smart, that are talented, and they have a goal in mind and they want to do right, they love being with their parents. It's the ones that's doing shady stuff that don't want their parents to know about anything that don't want to be with them. So that's why I make a big effort to come to y'all shows. You know what I mean? To give y'all as much as I can when we do have our time to rehearse, because I know how much time they've already put into it. I would be insulting you, your mother, and your father, if I was a half-step and not be able to make it to anything when they made all those sacrifices. You know what I mean? So it's more about that makes the difference. You know what I mean?
In our eyes, like, you know, just you being in, you know, the studio with us, helping us with our dances, I mean, that's like 200, I mean, that's like our dream. So, like, you know, when you, like yesterday, when you showed up to our show after, it's like, oh my gosh, like, you know, he came to, you know, support us. Like, this is the coolest thing. Like, you have no idea. Like, we used to watch you, like, all the time. And it's like, we want him to, you know, help us with our dances. And, like, okay, Eric, now you see, not only is he the best choreographer, he's also, like, an inspirational guy who's just, like, always helping us out, too. So that's why he's our choreographer.
And we told Eric.
No, I was just saying I got y'all. You know what I mean? Just know I got y'all back.
And I told Eric right before you came on, I was telling him how, you know, we used to watch you all the time on America's Best Dance Crew and So You Think You Can Dance. And, like, when we saw that there was a hip-hop dance coming up by Shane Sparks, we're like, oh, my gosh, we're going to be the sickest dance ever. Oh, my gosh. And now it's like our dances are from Shane Sparks. So it's like, you know. The best.
Man, I'm going to tell y'all, like, when I grew up, my favorite movie was the movie Breaking. And this is, I'm going to make this story quick. And it was a guy by the name of Poppin' Taco. They call him Bruno. He was in that movie. He was a Hispanic dude with a curl that hung over his eye. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was on Electro Rock. Yeah. He was on the opposite opposing team. And the minute he walked in the movie on the beach at the beginning of the movie to the end of the movie, I was, like, starstruck. I couldn't understand how somebody was that sick at moving their body and had so much conviction in his face. I mimicked every move he ever did and did it to everybody that I battled against. I come to L.A., my friend's doing a Pepsi commercial. I go to the Pepsi commercial. He said, I think your boy is in this from Breaking. I'm looking at him like, you got to be on crack to say some stuff like that. I get out the car. You got to remember, this is years later. I get out the car, and all of a sudden I see this Hispanic dude walking towards me, but his hair is down to his back now. It's long, so I was like, That's not Poppin' Taco. And all of a sudden, dude, he pulled his hair to the side of his face, and I called him the dragon because the way he looked when he danced, he looked like a dragon. And he pulled his hair to the side, man, and started popping. I swear I could have melted into some Jell-O if I could have done that. It was the best thing. I can't even figure out the word to you. It was the coldest thing I ever seen and the coldest feeling I ever had in my entire life when he did that. Now, the cold part about it is the reason I'm telling y'all this story is a year later, I'm teaching my classes now, and I'm in L.A. doing my thing, and I look through the window, and why is he standing out there watching my class? And he says to me after my class, he said, I've been hearing a lot about you. I just want to come and check you out. Come on, man. From Cincinnati, Ohio, seeing him on a movie screen, mimicking his every move, to him coming up to my little class saying, I wanted to meet you or talk to you because I've been hearing that you're coming up. That's what I'm saying. I understand how I feel. That's a sick story, man. Come on.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And what happened?
That's how we feel.
Say that again.
Did you ever talk to him? Like,
We talked, but you know, he was just there for a couple minutes. We talked a little bit. We ended up actually shooting a video together. It's a movie called The Floor with what's his name? Johnny Gill. Johnny Gill was doing a song called The Floor. It was on The Floor. It was like a dance video, so he had all of the hottest poppers in it, and he was there. So I got to spend like 8 hours just watching him do stuff that I've never seen a popper do in my life. From the way he was gliding, from the way he popped, from the way he moved, just creating new stuff on the spot. And everybody that was dope was like, oh, my God. It was just like one of those things that I'll never forget, man. Never forget that.
All the listeners out there, make sure you check out WTV Networks, because we are putting an exclusive performance by Johnny Gill up on the network. Okay, just need to chime in there. Go ahead.
That's about. So, yeah, man, I got a meeting. Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, for like us, it's like, you know, we meet all kinds of stars all the time. It's like we don't really get starstruck, but it's like just working with Shane. He's a starstruck guy for us, man. He's our choreographer. Just being able to work with him.
Hey, he's listening.
Dude.
He's listening. Don't say that.
The funny thing to me, though, is like we still get starstruck now. Like it's like we see Shane more than we see any of the other stars, and, you know, and every time we see him, it's like, it's insane. I don't know. I can't explain it.
Next time we go in the studio,
leave.
Shane's going to be like, okay, get it out. Be like, oh, my God.
Y'all crazy, man.
So
hey,
how did
the future.
Let's hear the story about how Shane Sparks got involved with the Ochoa Boys. What was the beginning?
I got something funny. Okay, so the first day we started with Shane, I think the first day was the best because, you know, we had everybody has to, you know, you have to get used to everybody, and he was figuring out the way we move, and we had to figure out the way he was going to help us, you know. We had to get used to dancing because we've never done it before, like real choreography.
Well, I had, but
so.
not really them.
Yeah, Ryan did like the dance movies and stuff, but we had to get used to it and stuff, so it's like it took us two days to get our first song done because we had to get used to it, and but the funniest thing is, once he told us, we got the moves down, and he told us, he's like, if you guys don't get it, we're going to do it twice. We're going to do it fast motion and slow motion. If you guys don't get it right, if you guys mess up the fast motion, it's all right. Or the slow motion, it's all right. But if you mess up both of them, he's like, oh, you guys have to run around the whole block. And guess
run
what?
Around Millennium.
We messed up both of them, so guess what? We had to run around the whole block. So it's funny.
Who was dying? Somebody was dying.
Raymond.
I walked out the door and I was dying because it was freezing outside. It was at nighttime.
He was like, Shane, I can't take it no more. I'm going to walk. And I just walked with him. It was so funny.
And I didn't.
The youngest one.
And then. That was the beginning of an amazing choreographer.
Yes.
But it's not even that.
I give props to Selena.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, remember Selena? Yeah, Selena was the one. I was working with her, giving her privates, and she was just like, there's this group called Ochoa Boys, and I mentioned your name, and they was like, oh, my God, we want to work with him. So she was the one who actually, like, hooked us up, and I came to the mall to see them perform. Why do I always get there after the show's over?
I know.
Like we just went. It was crazy. Yeah, that's how it all started. Selena was just like, you know, I know these boys that would love to work with you. And it's been, you know, I watched them get on that stage, and I see the confidence is so big now, man. Y'all already had confidence, but now when I watch y'all, I'm like, these boys are so ready for the big time right now. The way y'all control the mic, control the stage, the way y'all talk, the way y'all interact. It's like it's so tight, and everybody can always grow, and I always see something new. Just like I was telling y'all, certain things I want y'all to do to make the next show better. But every time I perform, I look at y'all, and I'm just like, wow, this is crazy. These boys are, like, running, because sometimes I'm with y'all, you know, y'all kids, you know what I mean? But when y'all get on stage, y'all just, like, entertainers, and it's 100%, you know, Ochoa Boys, like, killing it. And everybody's doing a great job, but why that every time y'all get done performing, the crowd starts to disappear every time. It's crazy.
Now, I want to hear, so this time we'll start out with Robert to answer this question. I want to hear what makes you guys, and Shane, you can finalize this, what makes you guys different from the other boy bands?
What makes us different? I mean, we say this actually all the time. It's like boy bands, well, to start it off, you know, we're all brothers, and not everybody's always, I mean, there was Jonas Brothers and stuff, but it's like they don't have brothers all the time, you know, and they don't have brothers that are all dedicated and want to do the same thing. But we, honestly, we all have the same passions and the same, you know, everything interests us the same way. So it's like we all like music together. And that's one thing. But then the second thing, I mean, performing-wise, I mean, all of our outfits, we always coordinate with our outfits, like wearing the same thing, or us three older boys would wear one, and then Raymond would wear something off, you know, because he's the one that stands out in the show. And, I mean, we have different types of things that stand out, but then our music is another thing, is that
like LMFAO is a big group right now, and they're fun party guys, right? And they just get that the crowd going, you know, and that's what we do. We do hip hop. We call ourselves hip hop hype artists because we just have fun out there. We get the crowd going, you know.
And I would say something on top of that. The thing that I feel that makes y'all different too is y'all like a boy group, but y'all a hype group. Almost like y'all are the DJs of the show. You know what I mean? When y'all get up there, y'all do the dance. Y'all hype the crowd. Y'all got hype dance music. Y'all not doing choreography like the sexy choreography. You know, like the R&B groups. It's not like that. Y'all choreography is hard. Everything is raw. Everything is entertainment. And I think y'all are like the group version, because you got to remember that LMFAO is really only two guys. Y'all are like the group version. So y'all taking the R&B hip-hop side of the group, then y'all taking the rapper side of the duo and put it together in one. So everybody's getting a taste of both sides. You know, they're getting the dance, they're getting the hypeness, they're getting the cuteness, they're getting the sexiness, they're getting hype. You know what I mean? So y'all basically giving the crowd everything they want. Because the R&B group, they're only going to get the love songs. Hip-hop group, they're only going to get the rap. Y'all give them both. And wait till y'all finish the love song, the slow song that y'all working on. Wait till they get a taste of that one.
We actually just finished. We're actually gonna do our first feature with we're gonna bring one of our big famous, you know, Disney girls to be on the track with us, and it goes hard, dude. They're gonna love it.
Sick. That's sick. And then yeah, boys were in their heydays yesterday, looking sticky.
Well, we're wearing them right now, actually. All of them.
If we were to select a couple of the Disney girls that might be on, can we mention a couple of names of possibilities? You don't have to say exactly who it is, but just so we can keep the audience going, ooh, wow,
should
it's
we just
either
tell
this person.
Yeah,
no, actually, I don't think you should tell the audience quite yet. I think you should give four different possibilities of who it could be.
Okay,
It could be someone from Girl vs. Monster, the Disney show. A lot of people know who that is. It could be someone,
oh,
one of the girls from
wouldn't
there.
Keep it like that, because there's a lot of good Disney girls in that movie. There's
that's
Olivia
good.
Holt, there's Kat McNamara, there's Kara Dorsey, and they're all big. It's one of them.
That's
all with big followings. And
okay.
The guys love them, too.
Now, just so the Disney fans know, you're talking about that movie, or it's a movie, right?
Yeah, it was a Disney Channel original movie. It was like one of the biggest ones. It was a Halloween movie.
Yeah, and then her fear was to be on stage, and they had to, you know, zap the monsters and put them in the little case, kind of like a wannabe Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. All right, so now, talk to us about your fan experiences. Talk to us about the most unique. Yeah, go ahead.
Before you do that, I got to get out of here. So I just wanted to tell the boys that I love them, and I'll see y'all at the next show. You know what I mean?
All right.
E, love you. Thank you for everything. And y'all have a really good interview, and thanks for having me on here today. Okay,
What's up next for your show tomorrow?
Yo, check it out. Make sure y'all there at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Planet Dance. Doing it like I do it. Shane Sparks. Basically, you know what I'm doing. I'm talking about the dance industry, and I got a lot of things that I want to talk to you about tomorrow, and I'll just leave it at that. And E, you know what's up, so we in there.
And one more question, Shane. When are you going to incorporate the moonwalk into your routines with the Choa boys? When are they all going to do the moonwalk? Oh, you already have it.
It's actually in there a little bit, but yeah. I'm about to make it slow.
A little taste of it.
Okay, what about Gundam style?
Oh, God.
I don't think Shane wants that.
I love y'all.
We're a good group.
That's your cue about it.
That is Shane.
Right, Shane. I'm
going to
build it. Peace, y'all.
We'll see you soon, brother.
Later,
Shane. All right, guys. So make sure you check out Shane's show tomorrow as well. And we have a caller here. Make sure that we have. Wait, who's still on? Did we lose a couple people? No, wait.
We're all
on.
Oh, no, we're all on. The call ended for a minute, but I got back on. You're good.
Okay, cool.
Raymond, yeah.
Okay, great. All right, so talk to us about your fan experiences. What's some of the most unique stuff people have asked you to sign? Like, just give us some paint some pictures.
Ryan, take it away, Ryan.
Wait, you want my experience?
Yeah.
I want all of your experiences and your each person's eyes, each Ochoa celebrity's eyes. Talk to us about
I'll give a few of mine. Well, honestly, this is the best part about this business is, you know, meeting the fans and the different, you know, sometimes it varies from what they want to sign, so it's great. But my best fan experience was I was actually in my favorite store, and we were at the mall, all of us. We were actually with a bunch of our friends. So it was really cool. There was these three girls who came in, and they were like, oh, my God, you know. We were talking, and we were all signed pictures, you know, took pictures and stuff, and then they walked out. And then two of them came back in, and they were like, hey, one of them was like, hey, I was dared to do this. And then she starts singing the whole Call Me Maybe song, the whole song from beginning to end. At the very end, she's like, so here's my number, so call me maybe. And then she pulled out a piece of paper with her number on it, smiled at me, and then ran out. Like, I didn't even get a chance to say, like, hey, you know, come back, like, you know. And I ended up tweeting about it. And honestly, Eric, I've said this, like, a million times already. Every interview when someone asks me about this. So hopefully, eventually, this girl will see that I've talked about this experience. But, you know, there's also other crazy, you know, ones. But that's the best one.
Okay, you guys want to go?
I'll go. All right,
go ahead, Ray.
Okay, so my most recent one, I don't have a lot, but our biggest fan, her name is Team Ochoa, and she's been a fan of us for, like, about 5 years, for all of us. And then we just met, she's from Quebec, Canada, and that's really far. And we're in California, or L.A. area, so we'd, like, how would we meet her? But recently we went to New York to perform, and she came all the way from Quebec, Canada, and she met us. And then when she met us, like, she was shivering. Like, it was like it was just the coolest experience I've ever seen. It was so cool.
Yeah, and
it was.
Team Ochoa
was the best.
Yeah, she was
that
the
was
best
a good
experience
one.
For all of us. And
Evelyn.
Yeah, she was the best for all of us. And adding on to Raymond, it's like we already had it planned out since we've never met her, and she's been one of our first biggest fans. We took her to lunch the next day after our performance. We planned a whole lunch with her, and we pretty much spent the day with her, you know, just to have fun and hang out with her and show her that because she's been fans with us and she cares about us, we care about her too, you know?
It wasn't in that, like, she, you know, the fact that, like, the whole time she could barely even talk to us, like, because she was, like,
you can tell.
Yeah, she was so drunk, but it was
such
a cool experience. She brought us, like, a platinum record thing, and she got one of our CDs and our title for Go Crazy, you know, the song you were just playing, and got it, like, and then said, like, you know, 40, you know, million sales and copies, you know, so it was a really cool gift. So we're
going
to place that one. We're going to place that one in front of all the ones that we eventually hopefully get in the near future, you know? So it was really cool.
Yeah, you know, and you guys mentioned LMFAO. If you search Eric Zulli LMFAO, you'll see I did an interview with them before they were big time superstars, and I kicked it with them a little bit. And I Shane was saying kind of like you guys are like the group LMFAO. Like you guys kind of have a real hype flavor to you, but you're a group and you're a family. So that I think that's what makes you really unique is you already have traits of superstars, but you are a family, you're a group, and you have, you know, a really good connection between. Like I was watching some of the performances. Let's talk about your performances. Let's talk about your tours. Let's talk about what you're most proud of.
I mean, I think like just coming from me, like you said, family. I think that's one thing we symbolize too because. Me being the oldest, it's like, you know, I'm going to be 21 soon. It's like, I think, like you were talking about the Jonas Brothers, like, you know, they're close in age, and it's like my brothers are so much younger than me, especially Raymond. There's such a big age gap difference, so it's like you don't find that kind of stuff that, you know, and like you said, we all like doing the same things, and it's like you would think we'd have different, you know, things that we like to do. So it's like me being that age thing, I think it's really cool, and that's why we're so unique. So, you know, and I think, and, you know, just with our performances, and, you know, it shows that. And we reel in all kinds of different crowds, too, you know, from Raymond's age up to mine, you know. So I think that's something that's unique about us.
Now, okay. I'm going to ask you guys a couple. And it is very unique that you have the family atmosphere. And I think it's going to drop a good amount of inspiration to a lot of the fans. And so, speaking of family, let's get a little bit in detail of maybe what your life is like besides the spotlight. And you guys can just tell me yes or no. And please, this is a fun little game I play sometimes. And I'm just kind of freestyling this off the top of my head, so I don't know what questions are going to come out. So let's talk about your personal life. Messy rooms or clean rooms?
Want me to answer first? I'll answer for everybody because everybody but me has the messiest room, and I'm like super OCD, so everything, my drawers are perfect, all my clothes are nice, all my socks are like in order, my closet's perfect, from color coordinated. That's how my room is, Eric.
I think
he has like shoes from 5 years ago and they're still super clean.
I think it's Ryan. Ryan's the cleanest. Then it comes to me, like I'm in between. And then Bobby and Raymond share a room, so it's kind of like, I guess they have, you know, an exception or reason. You know, they're throwing each other stuff around or whatever.
But my dad, but Bobby's dad cleaned it.
He's lying. Bobby's clean when he wants to be.
I'm dirty all around.
But you see this, Eric? This is what it's like. This is, you know, there's always the different agreements, and like we're brothers. It's family. That's what makes the chemistry on stage and in the interviews. It's like we could go do an interview anywhere, and it's just like fun and people laugh. It's just because it's like, I don't know. It's weird, but it's like the best thing ever.
Well, you know, people can live kind of vicariously through you guys. There's a lot of families out there that want to be in the spotlight, and they when you see the comfortable family atmosphere and like, oh, I fight with my brothers too, or I joke with my brothers too, people can relate to that. So do you guys do your homework, or are you lackadaisical, or are you lazy?
Okay, I'll answer. Now let me answer this one, Ryan. I got this one. So
Bobby can answer.
So for me, I'm the one who's the most on top of homework. I'm always done. Like
he's
right
a little,
now, I'm
a little
done
too
from,
much. He's like 5 months ahead.
Yeah, he's
yeah,
six
like,
months ahead.
Yeah, like right now, I'm done till next week. So I don't. I'm you know, I'm just hanging out. Next would probably be me. I'm the one that I'm like 2 days behind in homework, but it's not really that bad. It's only like a math assignment and a couple other things, like an essay and a paragraph and a couple other essays.
But that's because he's a gamer.
That's because I'm a gamer, like they said. And now then the last comes for Ryan. Ryan's like 50 months behind.
I'm just a procrastinator, Eric. But the funny thing is when I do my homework, I'm good. Like, you know, I'll get through it. I'm a good student. I'm like, you know,
I have straight A's.
Hey, like, you know, it may take me a while to do my homework, but when I do it, at least you know I'm getting straight A's.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah,
Ryan.
Baby, I'm making straight A's.
Ryan, here's the thing. You can do your homework, but it's just hard to get you to do your homework. When you do it, you can get all of it done.
Yeah, true.
I think with me, I'm a college student too, so, you know, with the music, writing music, all stuff, it's like, I, you know, like Bobby gets way ahead, but it's like, I get everything done. Like, I'm on top of everything, though. Like, you know, college is not easy either, so it's like, I'm balancing that while I'm writing music, we're doing choreography, all stuff. I have stuff running through my head all the time.
He's
but
a perfect
like,
boyfriend.
On top of it.
You know, Ryan, many people say that people that get straight A's and they don't really do their homework, and that, you know, that's traits of genius, and you have to challenge them more. So I don't know if your dad or your parents are listening, but you might have to put some more work on Ryan, guys. You might have to challenge him a little bit more. And
No. That's the problem. I have too much. I'm in pre-calculus, like I'm a junior. I'm like really far ahead in math because that's like my strongest subject. But you know, with that, I like the lessons take me. You know, it's not just I could do my homework in my math in, you know, 20 minutes. Like it takes me seriously 3 hours to do a math assignment, and that's why I'm, you know, get behind actually, because see now I'm trying to cover, but I'm not covering. I'm telling the truth.
Okay, cakes and pies and sweets and candy, or vegetables and good for you food?
Vegetables.
Me
and Bobby
are
health guys.
Yeah, me and Ricky both are the health guys. We
I actually stopped myself from sweets and all that stuff. I don't do any of that anymore. So I'm more of a workout guy. So I guess I'm going with the fruits and stuff. So.
And Ryan,
me and Ryan are the all sugar, all the Reese's and Snickers and all that good stuff, cookies.
I don't know what it is, but I mean, I just love my ice cream. I love my cookies, the cheesecakes, like, you know, any of that good stuff. I mean, it's just like, you know, bam, that's a, you know, I just got that sweet tooth, you know, and I can't turn it off.
I bet the dentists love you too. Because
they actually get paid when Bobby and Ricky come in, they don't get anything. When me and Ryan come in, they get a buttload of money.
Hey, Eric, I'm actually getting better. Like right now, like, you know, I'm on a mini diet right now. It's all, you know, I've been eating some fruit a little bit, you know, some healthy sandwiches, like, you know,
I'm the same way right now, but after Easter, I'm getting back on the sodas. I'm getting back. Not soda. I'm probably getting back on the
game. It sounds like you guys have a lot of fun. So, are you enjoying this game? Should I keep it up, or should I go to some other specific
of
questions?
Of course, this is a great game.
All right. Suits or streetwear?
Wait, what was the first one?
GQ suits, like a business attire or streetwear?
Oh, or streetwear. It depends what kind of streetwear you mean.
General clothes, just general clothes. It doesn't have to be streetwear. Just, you know,
Me and Ricky, I'm all about casual, but when I get, like, you know, when I want to, I'll get all, you know, nice and in a tux and a suit. I love that.
Yeah, I agree with him.
Yeah, I like, you know, I'm a casual person. I like, you know, busting out Nike sweats with a casual, just like straight up shirt with some running shoes, you know, and that's me.
Oh, yeah. That's the life.
Yeah, besides Pair of Kings, obviously, since that's what you were on, Ryan, besides Pair of Kings, favorite Disney and Nickelodeon programs?
What was that at the end? I'm sorry.
Favorite Disney and Nickelodeon programs, favorite TV shows, you know, what do you guys...
Oh, besides Pair of Kings.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get into the Yu-Gi-Oh, but I also like Wizards and Sweet Life and...
Yes! You didn't take mine. All of our favorite show is Avatar. Bobby's all upset. Avatar, the Last Airbender, is like the coolest show. It's like, it's animation, but it's like, oh man, it's so wicked. Like, it's got the, you know, the humor, it, like, you know, little jokes sometimes, but the effects are brilliant. But then again, like they said, Wizards and Good Luck Charlie, like those are the good shows
magic
on right now.
I like magic stuff. Like when you have, like, I like Wizards because they cast spells and they have magic things and. But that's, I like a lot of magic stuff. And then Sweet Life comes along just because it was a funny show and it had the brothers in it. So that's why I can actually relate to the show because, like, doing it with, like, doing, work, now working with my brothers in music, I like working with them on a show, it makes that I know how the brothers feel in that kind of situation.
Yeah, they're lucky.
The people that play Zach and Cody on Sweet Life, I know a couple of people that worked with them before they even got on that show. And I might be bringing them on, but okay. So you guys are artists. You guys do your thing. Do you guys when you do your songs, do you freestyle it or are you more written?
Good.
Well, I mean, I mostly do all the writing, but Bobby likes to write his verse because, I mean, not like we said, not just that, we're working on other stuff, like, you know, even writing like acting stuff. So it's like, you know, we're constantly, you know, working, like, on our minds running. But, I mean,
we do short films and stuff. You know, we write short films. So.
But, I mean, when we write, sometimes, like, we'll, you know, we like to be prepared a lot. So it's like, you know, a lot of it's written. But, I mean, when we're rapping, sometimes we'll just, like, rhyme, like, jokes. Like, you know, even just rhyme things. And like, oh, you know, that'll work or something. But most of the time, it's mostly written, though. You know?
Okay, because I know a lot of the artists do the freestyle thing, and if you said free, you're lucky, you got out of it. If you said freestyle, I was gonna make you freestyle on my show. I was gonna bust a little beatbox for you, make you guys do it.
Yeah,
all
people
time.
Say that they try to act cool. Yeah, I freestyle, but it's like, you know, I mean, anybody could do like a rhyme thing here, but it's like I have mad props to those people that sounds like they're lyrically just, you know, rapping like they just wrote that stuff, you know,
like Eminem. Genius.
Well, you should listen to some of my past shows then, because I've done many freestyles that people like, and I've done the freestyle thing for a while. So I was gonna bust a little flow with you guys, but nobody freestyles, so that's no fun. It's all right though, it's all good. So.
Well, we can hear you freestyle.
Well, and maybe at the end of the show. Well, you know what? How about this? How about you guys do a little acapella performance for us? I know we've heard it with the music, but let's hear how you do acapella.
All right. Okay. Cool. We're gonna hit. You know,
he played Go Crazy, so why don't we just do the lyrics to Go Crazy real quick, guys?
That would work.
Yeah, so we'll just go right into your verse then, alright?
Yeah, and then,
five,
yeah, okay, cool.
5, 6, 7, 8, right.
Hey, let's go outside, run through the streets and enjoy the night. First thing you do is jump in the cars, go on ahead and reach for the stars, now use the wrist, from the fist, we're in the mix, this isn't a dream, join the team, feel free to scream, be part of the scene, why?
Listen, neighbors complaining, screaming. Here comes a cop to ruin the evening. First look, then a hand. Come to find out he was seeking for the band. Party's bumping, music's playing. Cheers to a night of fun and jumping. We're going wild, that's the style. We're starting to go in and out. Got the DJ on the right, light on the mic. Boys you like, up all night.
Okay, late night walk, we're still out and we're ready to rock. All the kids, join this wave. So many lights you would think it's a rave. We're so loud, we'll blow out your cranium. We're so wild, they're like a stadium. Everyone, to the next stop, get the G. We'll do this all week. Who needs sleep when you got the DJ on the right? Out on the mic, boys you like, up all night.
Hey, look, there goes the moon. Time's past, going crazy this tune. Adrenaline rushing through your veins so fast. Pushing to have little bit of blast. This is a night full of no regrets. So much action to be hard to forget. So let us leave. We're all you need. Let's crank the song up with some X speed. We got the TV on the right, not in the mic. Boys you like, up all
everybody,
night. We're going crazy.
Go crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy.
And that's crazy.
Oh, I hear the beat in the back. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I thought I'd play the beat at the end, just playing around, but. You guys got a lot. You know, we actually have a, I don't know what this is. This might be a Skype person. We have someone on the Easy Talk, Easy Way broadcast, and who would this be? Josh the Great 94.
Yeah, bro, that's me.
How you doing, Josh the Great 94? You're on Easy Talk with the Choa Boys. What question do you have?
How do you guys feel about the legalization of marijuana in Washington?
Yep, no questions like that. No paraphernalia questions. Sorry about that. We're not getting into that stuff because you never know what it goes into. It gets all political and everything like that. And I don't smoke weed. I don't like weed, so I don't allow that on my show. Sorry about that. But you guys got some skills, and here's what I'm going to do. I am going to make you do a little freestyle. I'm going to bust a little beat here. Just have fun with it. I just want to see what you guys come up with just off the top of your head, and I bet the fans want to know as well. You think you could do that for us? Do it the easy way, and I'm just gonna play a beat. You guys just have some fun, and if we get the vibe going, I might have to jump in with you. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, you got the beat. Now hold on.
Right,
here we go. Put your hands up.
Oh.
We want everyone to
up.
Clap. What? Put your hands up. Here we go.
Go. Traveling the world with a pop explosion tour. Hype in the crowd.
I'm the youngest one and I know how to flow. Rapping on stage, putting on a show.
Rick's
life is a dream. Thanks to people like Steve. Let go, right?
What? Oh, okay. New York was the best. You ain't seen nothing yet. Ochoa Boy 2013. You'll see what I mean.
Hey,
something like that?
At least you guys are being good sports.
good sports from the north to the south to the west. Ochoa boys, always the best. There's no contest up on the Easy Way Show. Just let it go. They just let it come from the soul. It comes from the heart. They're showing the art and they get the choreography from Shane Sparks. You don't even know what might come from the background. Having fun. Yo, you know what? These boys don't play around. They don't clean the room. It's all good, though, soon. Okay. That's how we do it. The easy way, guys.
Oh,
there we go.
Let me
just
say that the music, you couldn't hear the music.
Yeah, I couldn't hear the beat, man.
I'll put it up higher next time. We'll definitely have you guys up. I've been going back and forth on this, and we have some cool footage with you guys actually, and we're thinking about making a little Easy Show episode on just the Ochoa boys, and yeah, we got a lot of cool stuff in store for the fans and everybody that wants to see the Ochoa boys style. So what is up next for you guys? And you know, we're gonna have to close this out pretty soon. But what's up next for you guys? What do you want the fans to know? I know you got a lot of tour stuff coming up. We talked a little bit about it, but let's get more into detail. It sounds really interesting that you have a song coming up with some Disney stars. You know, you've talked to us your tracks, you know, your music. You know, why are the songs called what they're called? Like, I know I'm asking you a ton of questions, but I want you guys to just go and talk to the fans about what's next to be expected.
Yeah, awesome. Go ahead, Ryan.
Okay. Well, I mean, like you said, you just said it yourself. You know, there's a lot to look forward to that we're really excited about. I mean, we just got a few tours that they want us to go and be a part of. Like, there are a bunch of different ones, but they're going to be going to like Orlando and Boston and Toronto. And, you know, hopefully, you know, those are just the three that they've announced already, but those are like in June and July. So those are already, you know, super far ahead, but there's a few in Texas that we've heard. And, yes, you know, all of our fans, you know, that, you know about us can now see us, you know, and that's like our biggest dream. Ricky can answer the ones about, you know, the songs and, you know, actually our dad, when he makes the beats, he produces and he kind of just gets a feel of, okay, you know, let's call this one, you know, with the hype up, let's call this one Crank It Up. And yeah, you know, Ricky, you could go ahead and talk about the writing, because that's like,
yeah, I mean, like we said, our dad's a producer, so he'll make the beats, and you know, obviously he goes through us and like asks us if, like, what we like, if we approve it or not, and then after that he makes it kind of easy, like you said, Ryan said, when he's feeling it, he'll just do some random name. It could be some, you know, walking spiders or something, you know, and just to give you an idea, because it could be an idea just like what to kind of think about, what to write about. So then, you know, and if I feel a different way, then I'll do it, but it makes it easier on me, like writing, you know, 2-3 songs at the same time. But, you know, it's a lot of fun though, and, you know, we're just so thankful to be able to do it, you know.
I'm trying to give time for everybody to answer. But,
Okay, cool. All right, then I'll go next. You said, you know, about our music and tours and all that stuff. It's like, you know, I mean, with tours, Ryan said we're going to Boston, Toronto, and all this stuff, and it's going to be fun because we've always talked about before, like, you know, traveling the world would be sweet, you know, but it's even better if we're traveling the world as a family, and we're going as a group, and we're meant to go out there together, you know? So that'll be fun, and with music with each other, it's just great, you know. I don't know how to explain it. It's just, and with our fans and everything, you know, supporting us with everything and coming to all of our events and screaming for us, it's just great.
What about fan opportunities? Do you guys? I'm sorry. Is there someone I didn't let go? I want everybody's opinion.
But I'm talking.
No, we're good. Yeah.
Okay.
No, we got it.
What about fan opportunities? Are you ever going to have any opportunities for fans to maybe do songs with you or anybody to be on stage with you or any contests
or
anything like that?
Wow, that's funny. I've never even heard of that. That's awesome.
We were talking about this with the girl, you know, the maybe the next girl song, the love song we're doing, the kind of slower song about bringing girls on stage and all that stuff. But that's an inside little joke there and, you know, idea.
Ooh.
So, you know, overall, like, you know, we do have a lot of stuff, like, for the show that, you know, we actually been working with Shane, like, you know, to do stuff or, you know, to interact with, you know, the fans and, you know, actually, you know, because, you know, Justin Bieber, he brings, you know, a fan on stage and sings to a girl, you know, which is really cool. So that's really cool. But, you know, Eric, overall, we're just, you know, super thankful for, you know, what we've accomplished already and, you know, the opportunities that we've been given to, you know, just go up on stage and perform, you know, just for, you know, it doesn't matter if it's one person in our eyes or, you know, hundreds of people. It's just, you know, we have fun and we want the crowd and we want our fans to, you know, have fun with us. And, you know, when we see them scream and jump around and like Shane said, you know, it's like, it's almost like we're the DJ, you know, we want everybody to have fun and just, it's something new. Like, you know, you going back to the question earlier about, you know, what makes us different. It's like, you know, we're different from, you know, these boy bands because it's almost like, you know, we're not singers, you know, it's like we're hype artists and it's new, it's different. And, you know, hopefully we'll be, you know, all across, you know, on the radio, all around the world, because that's like our dream right now. But overall, you know, we got the, you know, we love our fans and, you know, anything is possible and follow your dreams because if you believe in something, it can happen.
And that is with the, that is the best thing you can say because I went to a seminar and I actually had somebody that was very, very up there and somebody asked a question and said, what's the secret to success? And he answered, he said, don't give up. Follow your dreams. And then they're like, well, can you elaborate? And he goes, never give up. And then they ask again, well, can you say a little more? He goes, never give up. Follow your dreams. So with that said, that's the most important thing. No matter what happens, you have to just keep moving and keep moving and keep going and keep going. And you see success from others. Believe me, it was not an easy road. I got a fun question for you guys. It just popped in my head right now. Superpowers. If you could have any superpowers, you know, if you could have each person one by one, we could start with Robert answering this question. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
You know, I've always been, I don't know, I like, I guess I'll go with the superhero. I mean, though obviously someone's going to choose Superman, so I'm going to go for something else. I think Green Lantern's pretty cool because, you know, he can, whatever he thinks of, he can pop up and just make happen. So I think having, like, one of those, like, just something like a Green Lantern would be great to me.
That's good, because, like, being creative, you know, if you're creative, you can think of something.
Exactly.
For me, I don't know, like, I just, like Bobby said about saying a superhero, like, Superman, no matter what, he's the coolest. Like, he's, honestly, like, the ultimate superhero. Like, he's everything in one. Man of Steel, you know, cool breath, like, late, you know, ultra, you know, vision. He, you know, like, you can see ultimate hearing, you know, he can hear
anything. I think he knows who Superman is.
I know, I'm just explaining it. It's for dramatic effect, Raven.
Okay.
But,
okay. Cool.
You know, like, all of that, like, that's, like, the coolest thing ever, you know? So, yeah, I'd say Superman.
And make sure when you guys speak, make sure you always say who it is, because not everybody knows you. The listening,
okay,
on the station. The each. I don't know if they know the voices or not. So who was that just spoke? I know who it is, but make sure that the audience.
Okay, so that was Ryan who chose Superman.
Oh, so you want to do the whole interview again, and then we can. Let's just do the whole thing. We'll answer again. I'm sorry, I didn't know.
No, it's all good. I think if you say it at the
Ryan
end and you
Superman.
Say who it is, they can match the voice. But, yeah, remember
okay.
that there's a lot of people listening to you right now. They're like, who the heck is speaking?
Okay, Raymond. This is Raymond. I said I would
choose. The one with the high-pitched voice is Raymond. I'm joking. I love you, Raymond.
Well, let me clear my throat. Yeah, so I'll choose Thor. I'll choose Thor because he's a – it's a god. I mean, who doesn't want to be a god? He controls lightning.
That is a good one.
The coolest. I was watching Avengers, and I had to analyze this when I saw it. I'm like, is this really happening? Hulk tried to grab his hammer, and he couldn't pick it up because only a god could pick it up because gods are, like, the strongest. It was the coolest thing to watch. And I was just Thor.
Did we all answer? Ricky didn't answer.
No, for me, I mean,
who
all the superheroes are. This is Rick. I think everybody knows my deep voice.
No, cause they might get it confused with mine.
Oh, okay. I mean, all the superheroes are all mixed up, so it's like they all have certain powers. I'd have to choose someone like that's invisible. I think being invisible would be super dope. Like, that'd be cool, because
you could hide from everything whenever you want or do whatever and just but yeah, but I think I don't know if you guys all know Spawn. He was an old time like I don't think he's a good guy, but at the same time he's a bad guy. But he kinda like anything he envisioned, it's kinda like Green Lantern, anything he envisioned like would pop up and he's like super dope.
But isn't it only a body feature though?
No, anything in his mind. It's pretty sick.
That's cool.
Yeah, but Spawn was all burnt and gross looking. You want to be Spawn? Okay, remember that,
yeah,
everybody.
That
Rick wants to be Spawn
though.
Gross and...
Couldn't he make his face
I got a sick mask, though.
That's definitely true. So, yeah, those are all great, you know, great superpowers, and the fans are probably, you know, again, I'm just trying to think of things that are interactive. Now, for the ladies out there, because you guys are four boys that, you know, that probably the ladies are going crazy on. If you could describe your perfect woman, what would it be? Let's start out with the little man. Am I right, Raymond? Is that the little one?
The little man.
What?
What's your perfect woman?
Who's your if you could describe your perfect perfect little friend, a perfect little date, who would it be?
I'm gonna make some funny now. Okay, so I'm gonna make a girl that's a gamer. So our date can go to the arcade. And that can be a fun date.
That's Raymond's dream date, right in the arcade.
And having like a good personality. I don't care what she looks like, as long as she has a good personality, that's all that matters. A good heart. Yeah, that's about it.
Be careful saying I don't care what she looks like because you never know.
Yeah,
you got a lot of people listening. Your next concert,
really
you're gonna.
Care.
Okay, all right. No, I'm just kidding.
Bobby.
It is what's inside.
Okay,
go ahead,
I'll go next. For me, you know, I agree with Raymond. You know, you just have to have a good personality, a good sense of humor. You know, everybody has to have a good sense of humor. You got to be able to come over and take jokes like. With us in the Ochoa family, we're always messing with each other and stuff. So, man, I wanted to go next because I knew you were gonna say you're gonna take mine. Oh, sorry, bro.
There you go.
Well, yeah, that's who we are. You know, we like joking with each other, so you gotta be able to take jokes, just have a good sense of humor and a good personality. You know, and I don't know. I think I'll let them answer for me. Good. All right, this is Ryan. My dream girl. It's just, you know, my personality, she's just got to be real, you know, she's got to be, you know, she doesn't have to be, but, you know, you got some energy, you know, you got to, you know, just like, because it's me, you know, like, I'm really outgoing, like, I have a lot of energy, you know, me and Raymond both do, but, yeah, but then on top of that, most important thing, like Bobby said, you have to have a sense of humor, you know, have... be able to tell jokes and like, you know, when you're around my family, like, you know, yeah, I'm, you know, I tell jokes and I'm always messing around and stuff, but, you know, especially like my dad and my brothers, you know, like we always joke with each other, you know, like I'm not saying girlfriends now, but like when we had girlfriends or, you know, they always mess with each other. So it's like, you know, you have to be able to take that, you know, and I don't know. That's just us, you know, our families, you know, we're all jokers. So yeah. Yeah.
Hi, this is Rick. Yeah, I mean, obviously, being 20 years old, like, yeah, I've had girlfriends and stuff, and I think from them, you know, they've had their girlfriends, but I think they've learned from me. And, I mean, the number one thing, I mean, you just got to be able to communicate. I mean, that's the one thing, like, you know, understand each other, understand what we're doing, I have to understand what she's doing. And, you know, when they say, like, you know, I don't care what the girl looks like, I mean, I guess it really is true because it's like, you know, I've dated all types of different girls, and it's like, you know, I can't choose one because if I did, you know, I came across it, I'd be with it right now. So it's like, if that girl is the perfect girl, no matter what she looks like, then, you know, that would be it because, you know, I'd be with someone now. So,
sure, you never
but,
know.
Yeah, that's my.
You know, if I was to pair you guys up with some girls that I've seen on TV, I think I would pair Mr. Ryan Ochoa with the girl that's on Jesse, the blonde girl. I can't remember her name.
No way.
I think that would be a cool little pair. And then I would probably pair up.
Debbie Ryan.
Yeah, Debbie Ryan, I'd pair with Rick. And I think
are you only
Raymond
choosing Disney
would,
kids? What are you
huh?
trying to say?
Are you only choosing Disney kids? Is that why?
I know the only kids I know on television. I watch a whole lot of Disney and whatnot, but I'm just joking around.
I was thinking maybe Ryan, like, maybe from you listening, you choose Payne, but I was thinking maybe like Olivia for Ryan.
What? No.
Well, that's a good question. If you were to pick any of the Disney stars, who would you want to, you know, get to know? I guess you could say.
I can't say that because I'm friends with everybody. I have my secret answers. But I'm friends with all of, like, you know, being on Disney, I'm seriously friends with everybody. And now Bobby and, you know, the boys, now that, you know, they are too. But, you know, you said Peyton, though, but Peyton's like Bobby's age. That's what I was saying. She's actually in between. She's about to be 15. I'm going to be 17, though. So, yeah, Bobby is 14.
Oh, okay.
So they're closer.
I don't know. I don't know the ages. I was just taking a guess.
Now, but she's taller. That's why you said that.
Let's talk about Kate Mesta. Kate Mesta is a really good friend of all of ours, and you know, talk a little bit about your experiences with Kate Mesta, and you know, what you want to say about them and their jewelry and what they're doing.
We're actually wearing their necklaces right now because we just saw them earlier today. But yeah, I mean, we love their necklaces. They're great. We wear them to all of our performances. Or at least we try to wear most of our performances, but I mean, yeah, we love their all their necklaces they do, and now they're doing clothing, so we'll be probably mostly doing that too. We'll see, but yeah, we like their jewelry. So
we actually just saw Kate.
So you guys went to the Kids' Choice Awards gifting suite, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I was supposed to be there, but my cameras were there, so you'll probably be on WTV. My people were there. KMS is awesome. Want to definitely give a shout-out to them, and they're working on the Easy Way Wear line as well, and I want you guys to rock my line when it's finished. And,
oh, of course.
Yeah,
we're actually all four of us wearing them right now. Kate's, like, you know, been good friends with us, you know, with all of us, you know, for a while, and they've just been, you know, yeah, good supporters of, you know, we've been supporting them, and they've supported us. It's, you know, a great team. I love it.
So what I'm going to do next, guys, is I'm going to play a little commercial shout-out here of some people to support us. And at the end of it, I'd really appreciate if you guys say your name one by one and then kind of follow what you listen to. And we'll go ahead and close you guys out. I really appreciate you being on the show. And if you enjoyed doing it the easy way, I definitely appreciate the references. Tell some of your people about everything. And you know, I think we had a blast, and shout-outs to your dad for setting everything up, and Shane Sparks, and so I'm sorry?
Yeah, Bobby just lost the call. He's calling.
I was just saying Gino, too. Those, you know, Shane and Gino are the two people we always say, because Gino and Shane are the two ones who help us with our show all the time, so it's like,
yeah, you know,
just giving a little shout-out.
Maybe we can bring Gino on, too. If you guys are supporting him that much, you know, maybe we can set that up.
And Eric, I think, is a great idea, and he would love to do it.
Cool. Awesome. Well, you know, we're making the movements the easy way, and there's a lot of things we're going to talk about behind the scenes. So I'm going to go ahead and play this little commercial, this little support that we have for the Easy Talk, the Easy Way movement situation. And if you guys could do a drop as well after you listen to everything, that'd be great. So hang on 1 second.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
I'm Big Boy's neighborhood, and guess what? We're doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey,
Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, ericzuley, Eric Zuley. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Hey, I'm Ryan.
Hey, I'm Rick.
What's up? I'm Raymond.
And I'm Robert.
And we're the Oshaw Boys.
And we're doing it the easy way.
That was hot. That was good. I was curious if we're going to have to do a double take, but I guess not. You know, thank you so much. I appreciate it, guys. I hope you had a blast. Do you want me to give you one more chance to redeem your freestyle? I can do that. I can play the music a little louder if you want, because I mean that's a lot of people listening to like, I don't know. I think you could do better than that. What do you think? I'm gonna play the music a little louder, and we'll just to finish it up, say bye bye to your fans. You do a little freestyle or something. If not, it's okay. But I thought that was fun, and I think you need to redeem yourself a little bit. That was kind of not so good.
We'll do a quick short.
All right, here we go. The Churro Boys, guys. You listen to Easy Talk. Here we go.
Yeah, real quick. All right, we love our fans. We love everybody. Keep following us.
All right, here we go.
Traveling the world on the popping push toys. I'm the youngest one and I know how to float. Rapping on stage, pushing on a show.
Yeah, living the dream. Do you hear what I mean? Getting people loud. Yeah.
New York's the best. You ain't seen nothing yet. But so a boy 2013, you'll see what I mean.
Sure, boys, guys. That's what's up. That's how we do it the easy way. Thanks so much for coming on the show, guys. I hope you enjoyed yourself, and we'll be tweeting it, Facebooking and popping it out there. Last final words.
Thank you, guys, and thank you for having us on here. We love our fans.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody who came on. Thank you for everything, and thank you for letting us be on the show.
Yep. Thank you, Eric. Man, we had a blast. You know, it's super fun. You know, we love doing this together. And for everybody out there, follow your dreams. And, you know, follow us on Twitter, @OchoaBoys, and all of our personal accounts. We love you all.
All right, guys, that was the Ochoa Boys on Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. We're going to have a quick commercial break. Hope you enjoyed that. And when we come back, we got Hollywood 411, one of the best segments from the lead reporter of the National Enquirer. She comes in and she inquires and she gives you that Hollywood gossip only on Easy Talk every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yes, sir.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuley and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Easy Way Broadcasting is your connection for all things entertainment and business. Join Eric Easy Zuley and his celebrity hosts as they talk to the hottest people in the world of entertainment, and they bring you the latest and greatest in the world of business. Eric welcomes his hosts to Blog Talk Radio 7 days a week. You will hear Mo Egger, Shane Sparks, Jackie Dollar, Rick Rosman, Gabriel Cannon, Vanessa Curry, and Jennifer Murphy. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting to find links to all the shows and info on upcoming events. And follow Eric Zuley and his 500,000 Twitter followers at HollywoodItGuy.com to keep up with everything you want to know.
The newest segment of Easy Talk has everyone inquiring, what will we hear and who will we meet? Our friend Patricia Shipp is here from the National Enquirer to fill us in on everything we need to know. Let's all give a warm welcome to Patricia Shipp.
Hey, everybody, it's Pat from the National Enquirer. Thanks for joining me. Sorry I missed you a couple weeks, but I've been busy, so let's just jump right into it. Now, Clint Eastwood's daughter got married on March 15th, but Clint Eastwood appeared frosty with his wife, Dina Ruiz, and it was really, you know, it was an eyewitness account. The Enquirer was there, and it was, you know, like I said, March 15th, and it was a very intimate affair, but he's 82 years old now. Can you even believe that? Dirty Harry's 82. But he looked like he was beaming. He was proud of his daughter. But unfortunately, he was very cool towards his wife, Dina. And so we're going to have to see what's going on with them. And hopefully nothing too serious. But that particular day, things were not warm and fuzzy between the couple. Now, Michael Jordan, you know, is getting married next month. But he's worth $650 million. And he is not going to let that go away again. So he required, of course, you know, he's a businessman, that his new fiance had to sign a prenup. Her name is Yvette Prieto. And, you know, when he got divorced from Juanita a few years ago, he had to pay her $168 million. At the time, that was the highest celebrity divorce ever. It was record-breaking. Since then, a lot of people have broken that record. But at the time, $168 million was a lot of money. So he's not going to let that happen again. So she had to file a prenup. If she didn't sign, there would have been there's not going to be a wedding. So we understand that she has signed, and they are happily setting up the wedding for next month. Now, I also got a story about Miranda Lambert, one of her neighbors. And they live in Toshomingo, Oklahoma. She got into a fight with a woman that's two doors down from her antique store. It's called Pink Pistol. And she wanted this store. She wanted to buy it. And this woman, but this was 4 years ago, and this woman recently bought it. And Miranda still came down and threatened to punch her in the mouth because she supposedly got this this store from underneath her, and which really is not the case. But anyway, I have an exclusive interview, so watch out for that this week. And one last thing. Celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay dumped a real kitchen nightmare on a Nashville restaurant owner and nearly wrecked his business. The guy's name, this restaurant is called Chappie's. It's in New Orleans. It's a New Orleans-style Cajun restaurant, and it's been a fixture in the Music City's Church Street for 6 years. But when Ramsay overhauled the menu and the decor, the customers defected in droves and sent Chappie's swirling down the culinary drain. And they said it was really a kitchen nightmare for me, John Chappie Chapman told the Enquirer. So pick up the Enquirer this week, read all these stories, plus a lot more. And we'll be talking to you next week with some more juicy gossip. Thanks for tuning in, guys. This is Pat Shipp from the National Enquirer.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks, Pat. We appreciate that. And so, hey, you only get that on Easy Talk, Hollywood 401, the easy way, from Patricia Shipp, from the lead reporter of the National Enquirer. Always some good gossip, always some good news. So we had the Ochoa boys on, had an awesome, awesome time. I hope you guys enjoyed the interview. I hope I did okay for you. All the Ochoa boy fans, all the Blog Talk fans, all the new Easy Way fans, all the old Easy Way fans, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have so much cool stuff. And like I said, we were at the Kids' Choice Awards Gifting Suite on behalf of the Kate Mesta Jewelry Company. We got a lot of fun stuff. I don't even know what we got. But shout-outs to Gregory, which is our lead production person. And he and Elizabeth, our host, was there rocking it up and having fun. And who knows who they talked to. So make sure you stay tuned and see who we talked to or who we interviewed. Again, we got a lot of cool stuff coming out, guys. It just keeps getting better and better. So thewtv.com, theeasyshow.com, and follow me at Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. And if you want to follow the shows, let's talk about the shows really quick. We have Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Maurice Egger, former NBA star from the Dallas Mavericks, does sports and music, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Tuesday. We have a really awesome show coming up on Wednesday, still in development. Thursday is Jackie's Vida Loca, which is for all the Latinos out there, all the people who love comedy. Jackie's Vida Loca, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, every Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Friday's my show, Easy Talk. Shane Sparks, the dancing legend himself. You guys heard all about him on the show today. Shane Sparks, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Planet Dance. Do not miss that show. 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Saturday. And Sundays, the Rosman Experience. You got to experience the Rosman Experience. Rick Rosman, R-I-C-K-R-O-Z-M-A-N, rickrosman.com.
Make sure you go there and you can get more information on that. They help support charities, raise awareness for charities. It's a really, really, really awesome show. Every show is awesome. You know, we're just keeping it moving. We're having a blast, and we appreciate you guys. We appreciate, and we want to hear. We want to highlight artists. We do highlight artists. We want to support you guys, so we want to hear from you. So make sure you follow us. Make sure you keep in touch. And thank you so much for hanging out with us, guys. So I'm Eric Ezizuli, HollywoodItGuy.com. If you want to follow the blog, I just posted some really, really cool stuff on my column on the Washington Times. Tightrope Magazine will be putting some stuff out. I do have a printed magazine that I do a column on. We're now in talks with Beverly Hills Times Magazine, WTV, Easy Way Broadcast, The Easy Show, tons of stuff. I'm putting out that information for you guys. Make sure that you tune in. It's going to get really, really, really hot. And we got some steam and fire with Earth, Wind, and Fire, Verdeen White. We got an awesome show coming up. A lot of cool stuff. So please follow me. Please hang out. Hope you enjoyed everything. And frankly, I got to get a glass of water now. Voice is kind of done. Man, almost a two-hour show. Pretty much a two-hour show. But hit me up, guys. Easy Way Broadcasting, letter E, letter Z. EasyWayBroadcasting@gmail.com. If you're interested in getting involved with us, you want to get on the show, you have any tips and tricks, anybody you want me to interview, anything like that, any of our celebrity hosts, any interactions you want to do, EasyWayBroadcasting@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Thanks again. Tune in next week, Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern. Every Friday, 2 p.m., Easy Way Broadcasting. We do it the easy way, and we hope you do too. We'll catch you next week.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Ezizuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.